Good evening. I can tell by the early applause that my folks are in the audience tonight, and I'm glad. Welcome to the Tuesday night concert, week five of Augusta 1990. My name's Martha Tyner. I work at the Augusta Heritage Center year-round. I am the lucky one with the longest title in the office. I'm the coordinator of operations, whatever that may be. I tell people my job description is know everything about Augusta, know where everything is at Augusta, and know everything that's happening at Augusta. I don't. But I hope that as you entered the auditorium, you were presented with not only your ticket stub, but a little yellow piece of paper. I'll have things to tell you about that. Don't lose this, it's important. It's where I get to prove my job. But there's no need to do that right now. Instead, I think we should start right off with the evening's program. We're gonna open tonight with a musician who's been here this week teaching a dulcimer accompaniment class. This evening, I think he's gonna take lead on the dulcimer and let others accompany him. From North Carolina, please welcome Don Petty, this evening with Kay Justice and some other musicians he'll introduce you to. So please welcome Don Petty.
Well, howdy. I'm going to start off with a medley of tunes. The first one is South Wind, go into Coleman's March, and finish up with Coal Harbor Bend. Thank you. Thanks. I have to admit that my favorite tunes are the old time tunes. The two last tunes in that medley are both tunes I got from Bruce Green, who will be out on the next tune with us. But occasionally I border on a little bit of a bluegrass tune once in a while, and we'll try this one. It's a Bill Monroe tune called Jerusalem Ridge. Right now I'd like to call out my friend and favorite old-time fiddler, Mr. Bruce Green.
Does anybody know what Don's doing?
I love these things. I love this country. Okay, you know. Okay. Alrighty. So. Now, when you have a fiddle, then there goes the dulcimer. Okay, go ahead, start it off, Bruce.
Would you care to announce the...
Oh, that's right.
Business at hand.
We're going to actually play two tunes here. The first one is Apple Blossoms, and the second is Stuart's Longbow.
So here's how it all came about that I ended up in this position of knowing everything. It's not that I really know everything, it's that I got this reputation for knowing everything. Here's how it happened. It may have started before, but here's what I remember. I moved to Chicago about 1976, and I had lived in Chicago for maybe 2 weeks, and I had been out to eat once to a place on Diversity Street called On the Half Shell. And somebody else has been there. And it, kind of around the corner from it was this was sort of the cool shopping center there, too, and so I'd been there, and I thought that was pretty exciting because I'm from the farm, and it was a big city, and that was real cool. So the next Saturday, I went to one place I knew where it was, which was shopping at the Century around the corner from this place, and I'd had a pretty good time, and I was headed back for the bus, and I'm walking down the street, and two people are coming up, first people I've ever seen in the city of Chicago, and they say, "Excuse me, do you know where there's a place called On the Half Shell?" I said, "Sure, it's right down the block. You just go down there and do the thing." And a few years later, I was in Louisville visiting a friend, and I had never been in Louisville, and he had to go to work and sent me to the health food store and said, "You go up Bardstown Road to, I don't know, what was it, Broadway, maybe turn left, go four blocks down to Maxwell Street, and it's right there on the corner." So I went, and I got his organic carrots, and I came out, and two guys pulled up in a pickup truck and said, "Excuse me, can you tell me where Bardstown Road is?" I said, "Sure, you go up here to Broadway, and you turn left in a couple blocks." And so I got this reputation of I have, you know, people only ask me the question I know the answer to, so I've made it my duty to know the answer to whatever question befalls me. So that's why you receive these pieces of paper on which you are invited to write any question you have about Augusta. And during intermission, you can leave it here on the corner of the stage, and it becomes my job to answer those questions. So please bring me lots of questions during intermission and we'll find out what we can find out. I have lots of useful information as an example to help you with your questions. I know things like this summer we had 22 people named Susan here. This week, two of them are named Susan Levy. Those two Susan Levys are named Susan L. Levy. The two Susan L. Levys are from Illinois. They are, in fact, from suburbs of Chicago. Only one of them is Howard Levy's wife. We're assuming he knows which one is which. Another, the sort of thing that you'll want to ask me that I know you're wanting to know, this week's the average zip code of participants this week at Augusta. This is the truth. The average zip code is 28611, which happens to be Collettsville, North Carolina. So now you understand I need more questions so that I can come up with equally useful answers, which you can take home to your friends. But before that, while you're thinking of your questions, I want you to enjoy the next piece of music. A very important part of programming at Augusta are the people that we refer to as our old masters, and with the emphasis on master, I think is what's important. Our next singer is just told me he was a singer of old songs and a teller of tall tales. He's a very special person. He spent his whole life singing or looking for somebody to sing with. Luckily, he hasn't spent his whole life yet because he's still at it. Please welcome Ben Hawker.
Good evening. I'm glad to be here, and once more, I'm going to sing a couple of songs here for you. The first song I would like to dedicate to a good friend of mine who's at the controls up there. I'm sorry he couldn't be here to sing it with me. A land where we'll never grow old. I have heard of a land on a faraway strand. 'Tis a beautiful home of the soul, built by Jesus on high, that we never shall die. 'Tis a land where we'll never grow old, never grow old, where we'll never grow old, in a land where we'll never grow old, never grow old, where we'll never grow old, in a land where we'll never that beautiful home where we'll never more roam. We shall be in the sweet by and by,
Happy praise to the King, through eternity sing. 'Tis a land where we never shall die, never grow old, where we'll never grow old, in a land where we'll never grow old, never grow old, where we'll never grow old, is a land where we'll never grow old. When our work here is done, and our life crown is won, and our troubles and trials are o'er, all our sorrows will end, and our voices will blend with our loved ones who's gone on before. Never grow old, never grow old, in a land where we'll never grow old, never grow old, where we'll never grow old, is a land where we'll never grow old.
This next song is more of a modern gospel song, I guess you would call it, but I get quite a few requests for this song. It's called Child, Child. Think back to the time when Jesus saved your soul. Remember the joy when you gave him full control. But if time had removed all the peace you knew then, he's calling you back to the place you began. Child, child, oh, why do you wander out in the darkness, away from the fold? Child, child, there is comfort in closeness, so walk just as close as you can. Jesus paid it all on the old rugged cross. He left the 99 to find the one that was lost. If you strayed from the fold and are burdened with sin, his hand is reaching out to gather you in. Child, child, oh, why do you wander out in the darkness, away from the fold? Child, child, there is comfort in closeness, so walk just as close as you can. I would like to call a lady out here now to join me. I'm sure you all will recognize her when I call her name. Please welcome Esau Bonwell. Kind of an unusual way that Esau happened to be up here with me tonight. We were, due to a lot of suspicious hints and phone calls and notes passed back and forth, my daughter Jenny and Margot Blevin is responsible for all of this.
Yes.
I think we were tricked in some manner, but indeed it is an honor to have Esau join me, and we're going to try to do a couple of numbers for you. I'm sure you'll recognize the first one.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Was lost in sin,
oh,
but Jesus took me in, and then a little light from heaven filled my soul. It bathed my heart in love and wrote my name above. And just a little talk with Jesus made me whole. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about our trouble. He will hear our faintest cry. He will answer by and by. When you feel a little fire will turn it, and you know a little fire is burning, you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Sometimes my path seems drear, without a ray of cheer, and a cloud of doubt may hide the light of day. The mist of sun may rise and hide the starry skies, but have a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about our trouble. He will hear our faintest cry. He will answer by and by. When you feel a little prayer will turn in, and you know the fire is burning, you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. I may have doubt and fear, my eyes be filled with tears, but Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer, he knows my every care, and just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Now let let us have a little talk with Jesus. We'll tell him all about our troubles. He will hear our faintest cry. He will answer by and by. When you feel a little fire will turn, and you know a little fire is burned, you will have a little talk with Jesus. Makes it right. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about our troubles. He will hear our faintest cry. He will answer by and by. When you feel a little prayer will turn, and you will know a little fire will burn, you will find a little talk with Jesus. Makes it right.
Don't worry, I wouldn't dare sing. It's too wonderful. That's great. We have one more performer here before intermission time, so I got to tell you a little bit about what goes on during intermission, but just a little bit. Don't forget your questions here. I'm dying to find out what it is that you want to know, so you all can find out. Did I just put that entirely in your way? You can move it. Some of the things that I do need to tell you about, as you go out and take a break, you will find several tables back there with records and tapes from the performers that you'll be hearing tonight, and I think throughout the week. The Augusta store will be open, so you'll want to see what is there. Also, there are some order forms for the Augusta sampler tapes, which we produce each year. There'll be a series of three tapes. Each one includes 2 weeks of concerts. One tape has the first 2 weeks. One tape has weeks 3 and 4. The third tape will have this week's concerts, including the festival. And so those are pre-ordered, and we produce them. It's a limited edition collector's item. You'll be sure and want a set of those, I hope. You can order those. You can shop whatever else is there. The other very important thing that's going to take place during intermission and throughout the rest of the week, we have some of you who have been coming to Augusta for a while or maybe know from other places, Joe and Linda Fallon, who are part of Critton Hollow String Band, who are a very important part of Augusta, have been part of our dance week for years and several of the other weeks. And they're right now faced with a pretty difficult time with some health troubles. And so not only here at Augusta, but around dance camps and music camps all over the country, we're working on raising some money just to help the Fallon Family Support Fund. We want to do what we can for them. So we will have out at the store also this particular guitar case. Which I put in an awkward spot. But anyway, the motto for the rest of the week is cram the case with cash. Any contributions that y'all would make to them would be greatly appreciated, and that will be out by the store too. So. Thank you. But before that intermission and all that stuff to go on, there's one other very important thing to happen, and that's our next musical interlude performer. Staff member here at Augusta this week, teaching as part of Vocal Week, doing song writing, topical songs, all kinds of things. I asked Charlie King to tell me something about himself, to introduce himself. What he explained to me was that Charlie was a nickname. His real name is Susan. His zip code is 06157. But the serious stuff is that his songs have been sung and recorded by any number of famous folk singers. Are there famous? We're all famous folk singers here, I think, including Holly Near, Pete Seeger, Arlo Guthrie, but now here even better to sing his own songs himself is Charlie King.
Thank you, thank you. Well, I don't know why you came tonight, but I came, among other reasons, to listen to two of my favorite performers. They're going to join me on this first song. Please welcome Kathy Fink and Marcy Markser. And, yes. And we're going to introduce to you a fellow named Stanley Cozera. He couldn't be here tonight. He's working at the Acushnet Sporting Goods Factory in New Bedford, Massachusetts. But this is a song about how he survives in an isolated and boring job. Stanley's got the secret. Hear me whistle a tune from the boiler room in the golf ball factory. There once was a time I worked out on the line, but that ain't the life for me. Not since I got the call at the square dance hall, and it's changed my whole life in a way. While they're all manufacturing, I'm back here practicing, dancing the day shift away. Singing, Alaman left with the boiler, and a grand riding left round the stack. A quick do-si-do to those dials in a row. Check the pressure and promenade back. Got a few more years left as a toiler, till I make my retirement pay. Then I'll just roll away with a half a sachet and get my chance to square dance my fool life away. There used to be gloom in this boiler room. I'd just stare at the gauges all day. Then me and the wife got some juice in our life. We learned to dance at the YMCA. Now the record I play, it reminds me each day. Don't you let the good life pass you by. Neath the steam pipe, red hot, oh, I'm so hot to try. Gonna dance till the day that I die. Singing Alaman left with the boiler, and a grand riding left round the stack. A quick do-si-do to those dials in a row. Check the pressure and promenade back. Got a few more years left as a toiler, till I make my retirement pay. Then I'll just roll away with a half a sachet and get my chance to square dance my fool life away. Sing a song by one of my favorite songwriters, a man by the name of Dave Gordon. A song about truth and consequences. It's called Hands on the Switch. It was 1937, they turned the power loose. The REA came to the farm and turned on the juice. And we took turns at flipping switches, turning off the night. Then Frank got spanked for playing God, saying, let there be light. There was no more wood to carry, no cook stove fire to fix. No more need for filling lamps or trimming the wicks. And the Philco takes no battery, you just plug it in the wall. Watch Grandpa watch the washer, saying if that don't beat all. Now there's so many hands on the switch. Hands
of our children and wives. We're helping some stranger get rich, adding precious days to our lives. But the widow of a West Virginia miner hopes her daughter don't marry one. She's still wearing her old homespun. She says to her youngest son, she says, "Tommy, won't you play for me?" And though the fiddle never sounded any finer, he couldn't finish the song he'd sung. It's like a hand clutching at his lung. He put the fiddle back where it hung. He says, "Mama, won't you pray for me? Oh, pray for me." Yesterday I helped my neighbor. I bought his funeral flowers. Helped to kill a waterway with kilowatt hours. And today I let my tears roll down an electric fence. Can't seem to get away from shocking current events. We can swelter in December, shiver in July, make the dead perform again, still get no reply. And the AC/DC does the work that we've forgotten how. No matter what the cost is, we can't give it up now. And there's so many hands on the switch, hands of our children and wives. We're helping some stranger stay rich, whittling precious years from our lives. I'm the orphan of an old Ohio farmer, like oil on a parking lot, X-ray with a darker spot, quicksand on a graveyard plot. You know the future's gonna lay for us, like being stabbed by the boy that bears the armor, like a preacher who can't believe, gold watch on a ragged sleeve, like thunder on Christmas Eve. Somebody, won't you pray for us? Oh, pray for us.
I'd like to sing a song for Lee Iacocca. I have a great deal of respect for his chutzpah, a man who with his other co-captains of industry for the last 12 years or more has been outsourcing every possible job to a cheaper labor market and importing as many parts as he could and laying off as many workers as he can get away with and wringing out concessions from the ones that weren't laid off. And then he has the gall 12 years later, with the economy and the state it's in, to turn around and say, if you want to support American workers, you've got to buy our cars. So here's a little song about truth in advertising.